The past 12 months have been the deadliest for soldiers and civilians since the war in Afghanistan began almost a decade ago. US Army Lieutenant Brady Hassel is one of the young officers leading troops in eastern Afghanistan. He was seriously wounded in July last year when a rocket-propelled grenade hit an armoured vehicle he was travelling in and exploded near his head. Lieutenant Hassel was evacuated back to the United States for medical treatment and was awarded the Purple Heart. Lieutenant Hassel has since returned to the front line in the volatile eastern province of Ghazni. He spoke with our Afghanistan correspondent, Sally Sara.
An RPG had gone through the back of my vehicle and penetrated the armor and made it all the way through to my headrest. And that was its final explosion. So my head was right next to, right next to the headrest, obviously. The guy behind me suffered much more serious injuries than I did. He's gone through about 7 or 8 surgeries. Part of his shoulder was missing, and a lot of repairs to his face.
What's the first thing that you remember after that?
First thing I remember, I kind of just looked down at my hands. I was like, okay, I'm alive. I still know what's going on. I looked back at Coleman and saw that he was severely wounded. I started calling up everything up on the radio as best I could. I was pretty disoriented. And then I just remember reaching back. My neck was stinging. I reached back on my neck and saw some blood on my hand and knew that I was wounded too. I remember thinking, wow, I'm not okay. They started giving me the concussion test, and I was having a little bit of trouble with, immediate recall. And I think really my worst symptoms actually occurred once I got to Germany, memory problems, speech problems.
How do you look back at it now about how close you came to either losing your life or being a quadriplegic or very, very serious brain injury?
Yeah, it's, everybody was just kind of shaking their head like, wow, that's, there's only one thing that, we can come up with is that God was watching out for me and my team leader. There's really nothing else you can draw from that. I mean, the fact that it penetrated through that much armor and stopped on a metal headrest, it's just a miracle. When it's your time, it's your time, And if it's not, there's nothing that can happen to you if it's not inside of God's plan.
So you go through all of this. You go back to the United States and come back out onto duty. The first day when you have to go back out into the fight after recovering from your wound, what was that like?
I've never been more nervous before patrol than that first patrol back. It was disconcerting, and I later kind of told some of my NCOs. I was like, man, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was a little nervous for that first one, and they're like, well, that's understandable, and so. And that's why I consider it such a blessing to have such outstanding squad leaders and NCOs in my platoon who have really just been there to support me and advise me on the best courses of action. I think that's been the game changer for me, is having those quality NCOs.
Is this war worth it, do you think?
Of course, everyone, no matter what war you're in, the guys in, some of the most decisive wars that we've had in our nation's past, they all question the why, because that's what we do as human beings. But it's absolutely worth it because of the price that we might have to pay if we don't. And are there days where I'm wondering, what are we doing out here? Absolutely. But you get over that because, regardless, my nation's asked me to come out here and lead these men who've answered the call to come and fight. So it absolutely is worth it.
Lieutenant Brady Hassel speaking with Afghanistan correspondent Sally Sara on the front line in the eastern province of Ghazni.